Good evening again. I hope you was blessed by the singing. Everybody, some holy horns. All right, let's take our Bibles this evening. And I'm on a roll. I have preached and defied all odds and preached my last two messages, 11 points, and finished both sermons, 6 points in one, 5 in the other, in less than an hour combined. Woo! So let's see if we can keep that trend going. But seriously, take your Bibles this evening. Turn with me to the very, very little book in your Bible, but has a lot to say. The minor prophet, the book of Nahum. The book of Nahum in the Old Testament. That little minor prophet, the book of Nahum. You'll see Micah. And if you get to Micah, find Habakkuk, you went too far. Just one little page there in your Bible, the book of Nahum, chapter 1. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says in Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. I want to preach this evening on this subject, trusting Jesus while our world is falling apart. Trusting Jesus while our world is falling apart. That little minor prophet, He wasn't minor. He wasn't a small prophet. His prophecy was short, but he was a great man of God, a great prophet, and he gave us this powerful verse 7, and he started out by saying, the Lord is good. And whether our world seems to be all put together or whether it could be falling apart in your personal life, your financial life, your physical life, Nahum was saying, the Lord is good. And it don't matter what our world would appear to look like or how it would appear to be. God is good no matter what. And he said the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And even when there's trouble, God's still good. Even when there's heartache, God's still good. When it's up, God's good. And when it's down, God's good. When things are good in our life, God's good. And when things appear to be bad, God's still good. He's God, and beside him there's none other. And he said not only is God good, but he's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Now, I'm going to get to that trusting him in just a moment, but by way of introduction, let me say, we are, and I don't have to announce this, but you all know, we are living in days of uncertainty. Our world is seemingly falling apart. I mean, you turn the news station on, you won't be there very long till you find there is all kind of uncertainty. People don't have the answers for what's going on. People are worried. People are consumed with all that's going on, and no one seems to have the answers. You'll find charts and data and all different viewpoints and pundits and politicians and all these that are speaking and trying to fix a problem, and really, they're not calming anybody. People are going to bed with way more stress than they woke up with in the days and hours we're living. Our economy is falling apart. We are getting up. Listen, if all this coronavirus was fixed tonight and everybody was able to file out of the hospitals and the world got back to normal tomorrow, right here in the United States of America, can I tell you this evening, I've been praying and looking at this thing diligently and praying for our country, and our country will not go back to where it was prior to this. Our country will never be the same. We have went off of a financial cliff that I don't think we'll get back from. We have messed our constitution up to a place it's going to be hard to fix. Our country has been plunged into an awful looking abyss, and it's going to be hard to ever look the same. I'm saying we are in uncharted territory. And it looks like everything that our forefathers built and provided for us, great men and women who had fought the wars and provided and put work in front of them day in and day out to provide this great nation for us. It is seemingly like we are losing it altogether. And I'm saying to you, in a world that is that is changing and ever changing, we need to know this evening that politicians don't have the answer. Those in Washington don't have the answer. The president don't have all the answers. But there is a God who sits high above the heaven. He does have the answer. He's unchanging. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we're in days of uncertainty, uncharted territory. And however, even with the changing days and even with all the changing news and all that has come to pass, I want to serve notice to the devil and just boldly say that the Lord has not lost His grip. He's still a stronghold in a day of trouble. And He has a grip on all that's going on planet Earth. And right here in the United States of America, He still has a stronghold. The times we are in reminds me of that scripture. We'll turn to it in just a moment over in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16. I've read these verses probably 30 or 40 times. They just keep appearing in my Bible and on my phone, and I've heard them quoted over and over the past several days. And these times are that we're in today reminds me of when Jesus was speaking to His disciples, and their world was about to fall apart. I mean, everything in their life, everything they had placed their trust in, was about to come crashing and crumbling down. And He's trying to prepare them and help them understanding what was around the corner. Jesus was getting ready to be crucified. He was about to be hung on a cross, and He's letting those disciples know in John chapter number 16, verse 31 through 33. Jesus answered and them, "Do you not know? Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And Jesus was letting those disciples know, despite what you see, despite how you feel, despite the fact you're going to be broken up and separated and feel all alone, and your world's going to be falling apart, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And even the Savior that they had placed their trust in, I mean the Lord, they was going to see Him crucified, bloody, beaten, and crucified and brought down. But hallelujah, we know, and we will be celebrating this week, this coming week, this coming Lord's Day, the resurrection of the Lord. We know Jesus won. But these disciples, they did not know that. They were on this side of the grave. They were just seeing the heartache and the trouble, and seemingly their world falling apart. But ain't you glad we have a stronghold? We have a God that we can trust even when our world is falling apart. Jesus is saying, you can trust me while your world is falling apart. Jesus wanted the disciples to continue believing and trusting Him despite the troublesome times they were living in, despite the troublesome world they were watching fall apart. The Lord wanted them, and He wants us, to believe and to trust in Him in these scarred and scared, scattered, separated and stumped times in our life. Jesus is saying, trust me, I have a stronghold on this. There is going to be tribulation and troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And the Lord knows who is trusting Him through all this troublesome time. God knows. I want Him to know. I'm trusting Him. Listen, this economy, they has been men and women, and companies are filing bankruptcy left and right. The unemployment come in last week, 3.5 million people. This week, that's 1 week. This week, it's estimated to be at least 4 million in a week. I'm saying we're in hard times. Your 401k, if you hadn't looked at it, I wouldn't invite you to look unless you want to get depressed. But I want to tell you this evening, it don't matter what your economics look like. It don't matter what your bank account looks like. It don't matter what's going on in your life. I may not can help you, but there's a God in heaven that can. He has a stronghold, and we can trust Him. And God will bless those that will keep trusting Him while their world is falling apart. So how do we keep showing our Lord that we trust Him? How do we show Jesus we trust Him while our world's falling apart? Number one, God knows we trust Him when we'll keep praying. I didn't get no honks. Do you know when you quit trusting the Lord, this is the truth, your prayer life will dry up. It's hard to pray when you're in doubt, when you're in fear, and you don't believe. But we can show God and this world, and we should show God and this world that we trust Him by praying and continuing to pray. And who else would you call on in an hour like this other than the Lord and the God who has a stronghold and that you can trust? And don't you dare quit praying. Don't you dare quit calling out to the Lord when tribulation and trouble times come. Keep praying, keep trusting, and keep seeking for God. God will give you peace. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26 verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. We ought to direct our focus toward God and we can have peace. We ought to direct our faith toward God because he will give peace. And listen, who else are we going to have confidence in? Who else are we going to put our faith and focus toward? God is the only one who's never changing, and we can receive peace and help from the God who never changes. And you can pray to him, and I can pray to him. Right here we'd normally be meeting on a normal Wednesday night prayer meeting, and we'd be going over a prayer request and calling out to the God who answers and hears and answers prayer. And listen, no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what's going on in America, hey listen, no matter what kind of virus is roaming and pillaging homes and houses and communities and countries and this world, hey, there's a God who has not surrendered his sovereignty. There's a God who has not got and walked down off the throne. No, he's still seated high in the heavens, and he's still God. And we have faith and focus in him because he gives peace, and you can have peace within you even though you have no peace around you. Well, I'm glad Jesus said, I'll give you peace. Peace that passes all understanding. You can have peace within you while there's no peace around you. Not only will God give you peace, but God will give you power. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. God's power helps us to overcome. Hallelujah. I'm glad when I don't have the strength to overcome, he will usher that to me. He will give that peace and strength to me. He'll give me power to overcome, and he'll give that to you. When you're down and weak, God will give you power. When you're down and you feel like you can't go another mile, God will give you power. Ain't you glad God will give you not only peace and power, God will give you protection. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54 verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. God can protect us from the devil. Ain't you glad? Hey, listen, the devil has a lot of power. I mean, he's the most powerful being God ever created, but the devil don't have all power. The Bible says, Jesus said, he's given me all power in heaven and in earth. He has all power. That's greater than the devil. So God can protect us from the power of the devil. God can protect us from the power of disease. This disease that's pillaging lives and I mean absolutely destroying people's livelihoods and homes and listen, our country. God is not has not been taken by surprise. This did not grab God's attention. No, he knew ahead of time that this would be here. And listen, God has power over disease. God has power over the devil. God has power over death. If he's got power over death, do you think a disease will bother him? No, my friend. God, well, hey, listen. You say, how can we have peace? because God will give peace. How can we keep trusting Him? Because there's a peace that passes all understanding. How can we keep trusting Him in these hard times? Because, listen, the God of heaven will give you power when you cannot. The God of heaven will give you peace when you cannot. The God of heaven will give you protections when we cannot. Philippians, the Bible, God will give us provisions. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm saying God will give you provisions when the world can't supply your need. Jesus can. Hey, listen, when the government can't supply your need, Jesus can. When I can't supply your need, Jesus can. He can and He will. When your husband can't provide you, Jesus will provide for you. Amen. When your wife won't provide for you, Jesus will provide for you. Amen. God will supply you with groceries. He'll supply you with grace and goodness. God will not only give us power and provisions and peace, but God will give us possibilities. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You know some possibilities? There's all the possibilities you could ever want or desire. There's nothing impossible with God. God knows how to make the uncertain. God knows how to make the inconceivable. God knows how to make the unconcerned, the unimaginable, the unbelieving, and the unlikely all possible when we simply pray and trust Him. God, the Lord Jesus, can and should demand our trust in Him. We should continue praying to Him. And we show Him we trust Him by praying to Him. Not only while this world's falling apart, we as the children of God must show God we trust Him through our prayers. But number two, we ought to show Him that we trust Him when we praise Him. And you're doing that a good job of that this evening by blowing your horn. Amen. That's a new one on me. I hadn't heard that or seen that up until the last few weeks. But hey, I've heard more honks than I have amens here lately. That's pretty good. God knows we trust Him when we praise Him. When's the last time you just got down on your knees and praised the Lord? Lifted a hand toward heaven. Or maybe two. And praise the Lord. He says, it's been a while. It'd be a good time to start. God knows we trust Him when we praise Him. Acts 16:22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they, y'all know this story and text very well. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Verse 24 said, who, having received such a charge, thrust him into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and every one's bands were loosed. Many times we see God's people praising Him at when things are at the worst for them. Listen, we ought not just praise Him when our life is peachy. We ought not just praise Him when things are good in life. We ought not just praise Him when our bank accounts are full. No, when things go off the tracks, when things get messed up. When we are broken, that's a time that when our world is falling apart, we can praise Him. I promise you, Paul and Silas were not feeling all that good. They were beaten. They were hurt. And their body was ravaged with pain. And they was not in a good place. They was in a dingy, dull, dark, cold jail cell. Shackled. But yet they found a way to praise the Lord. Don't you think the Lord felt, they trust me. If they'll praise me in that condition, they'll praise me in any condition. Our praise should not be contained to our condition. Amen. It says a lot about us. The Bible says, and I don't have this verse verbatim, but listen, what do we have to offer God if all we do? Listen, the lost man can praise Him when things are good. Amen. God wants to see His children and His those that have trusted in Him praise Him, whether it's good or whether it's not, whether it's raining or whether it's not. God wants us to trust Him enough to pray to Him and to praise Him. It ought to be easier, even easier, to praise God in our bad times than it is in our good times, because God is all we have. Amen. And I found it to be this to be so. When God's all I have, God's all I need. Amen. It ought. Praise God for His grace. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Praise God for His amazing grace in His resurrection. Praise God for His amazing grace when it comes to His redemption. Praise God for His amazing grace when it comes to His return. This Sunday, Lord willing, I've been studying and seeking the Lord, and I've been reading over in the those Gospels and the places in the Word of God that talks about the coming of the Lord and when Jesus will come. And trust me, friend, we are closer to the coming of the Lord than we have ever been. He's right around the corner. I mean, the midnight cry is about to go, and we are getting ready to meet the Lord. And we're going to look. Listen, when we see earthquakes in diverse places and nation rise against nation, and they're crying for the oil, and this happening, and pestilence and famine, and we're in those days, friend. I'm saying we ought to praise Him for His amazing grace when it comes to His return. I'm glad this world is not my home. I'm glad this world ain't all the devil has to offer me. I'm headed to a heaven somewhere beyond the blue, friend. This world's not my home. And that's grace. We'll soon see grace in the sky when He returns. We'll soon see grace in the Savior when He returns. Even in hard times, we can praise God for His grace. Even when your world is falling apart, you can praise God for His grace. Because I promise you, friend, this evening, you may be fighting the hardest battle of your life, but if it wasn't for the grace of God, you would not be standing. I would not be standing apart from the grace of God. And oh, we need to praise Him for grace that has been faithful every day of our life. Grace that has come up beside us and lifted us when we were down. Grace that put gas in the car when we didn't have a dime to our name. Grace that saved us when we were deep in sin. Grace, grace, God's grace. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to praise Him for. This is the best time I know to be a Christian in these last days. Even when the days are hard and dark, we can praise Jesus. Praise God for His grace. Praise God for His gifts. James 1:17, "Every good and perfect gift cometh down from above and cometh from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Even in trials, we can praise Him for the gift of His Scripture. We can find Jesus in the Scripture. We can find joy in the Scripture. Ain't you glad you got a Bible? Hallelujah. I mean, listen, you can open up that Bible and find out what's going on in this world. You can open up that Bible and find promises that'll help you and bless you even when your world's falling apart. And I'm saying the Spirit is our companion, not only the Scripture, but the Holy Spirit of God. Comfort in these days of trouble. Even in troubles, we have the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit is our companion. The Spirit is our comforter. Even in hard times, we can praise God for His gifts and for His grace. Praise God for His grace and for His gifts, and praise God for His glory. John 1:14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory." Yes, you say, who is the glory? What are you talking about? Oh, who is the glory? What's verse 14 say? "And we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father." Who's He talking about? Full of grace and truth. Oh, that's Him. That's Jesus. Yes. While the world is falling apart, we as the children of God must show God we trust Him through our praises. Amen. Not only should we show God we trust Him through our prayer and through our praise, but number three, through our proclamation. Psalm 96 verse 3. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. That verse is telling us we should declare His glory among the heathen. We ought to go out in this world and declare Jesus. We ought to go out in this wicked world and just declare Jesus. Proclaim Jesus is Lord. The only desire of this early church was to introduce others to the Jesus Christ of the cross. And that ought to be our desire, is to tell every man, woman, boy, and girl, red, yellow, black, and white, and introduce them to the Jesus Christ of the cross. Amen. There was absolutely unconcerned about any and everything else in this world but one thing, and that one thing was they was concerned about was the preaching and teaching of Jesus Christ. Amen. There are too many who proclaim to be Christians today who have been so unconcerned in the teaching and preaching of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus was being taught in Sunday school in our churches across the country, the attendance has been low. I wonder if that will change if we're able to come back into the house of God. Listen, I wonder if church attendance will go up when we're able to gather again in the house of God. I hope so. I hear people saying, "Oh, how I wish we could be back at church." I hope so. If it's about Him, we'll all be in our place. I promise you that. When Jesus was being preached in the worship services in the church building across the country, attendance has been low, not just in the Sunday school, but in the preaching. Listen, if we preach Jesus, those who love Him, those who trust in Him will come. We don't have to have gimmicks and games to get people. No, if we'll just preach Christ and Christ crucified, that ought to be enough. That ought to be enough. We have all been slack in proclaiming Jesus. Say amen to that. I have been slack. I have not proclaimed Him near as much as I should. I have not talked about Him and preached about Him near as much as I should. No, we have a lot to do in a little time. Our time is running out. And oh, if there's ever been a time we ought to be speaking up and proclaiming Christ and Christ crucified, it's now in this day and hour we're living in. People are searching for the answer, and we have the answer. We should be proclaiming Him to this lost and dying world. What's it going to take to wake us up? What's it going to take to cause us to live closer to the Lord and to start proclaiming Him without shame? Amen. In our job, it is our job as Christian people to once again proclaim the person of the cross. Proclaim Him to others as the Lord of your life. Proclaim Him to others as the love of your life. Proclaim the Jesus of the cross. Not only the person of the cross, but the purchase of the cross, which with His blood He paid for our sins. With His blood He paid for our salvation. With His blood He paid for our soul. Hallelujah. Oh, we ought to testify, talk about Him, proclaim His name. Not only the person of the cross and the purchase of the cross, but the power of the cross. Ain't you glad there's power in the cross? Hallelujah. Power, wonder-working power in the cross. The power of the cross. Satan was defeated. Sin was defeated. And hallelujah, the sepulchers was defeated there on the cross. Then there was the pardon of the cross. Ain't you glad through the cross there's forgiveness? Oh, through the cross they can be forgotten. Sins forgiven and forgotten through what was done in that work on the cross. Amen. In these hard times, people are more willing to listen when we proclaim Jesus and the cross in these days. We have an opportunity unlike any other. People are looking and living in a day when their world is falling apart, and they are searching for the answer. I wonder if we, the children of God, will get back to praying and trusting Him while our world's falling apart, while others are watching us and looking to see if there's anything real. There's never been a time to pray and prove to them that He's real and that we believe He's real. Not only praying, but we ought to get back to a time to where we are not ashamed to praise Him and thank Him for all He's done for us. And then to proclaim the powerful, wonderful, holy name of Jesus. Amen. Every time we proclaim Christ, we're letting people know and the Lord know, I trust you. I trust Him. Proclaim Him. Oh, if we don't trust Him, we probably ain't going to do a good job at proclaiming Him. But if we fully trust Him, we'll have no problem proclaiming Him or praying to Him. So we'll close where we started. While the world's falling apart, we as the children of God must show God and this world, we trust You, Lord. We trust You. We trust You, Lord. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knoweth them that trust in Him. I want him to know he don't have to worry about me trusting him. I want to pray. I want to praise him and proclaim him enough that he has no doubt I trust him. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for loving us, Lord. I failed in every one of these categories. Lord, I have failed in praying to you. Lord, I failed in praising you. I failed in proclaiming you. God, I failed in every part of my Christian life, Lord, over and over again. But I pray, Lord, I wouldn't use that as an excuse, God, to sit down and continue on in that way. God, forgive me for where I failed you. God, I pray you'd cleanse me, Lord. Set my feet aright, God. Set my feet straight, God. Help me to live in these last days, God, and prove to a lost and dying world that Jesus saves. Now, I believe that, Lord. From the depths of my heart, I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded, Lord, that you're able to keep that which I've committed unto you. And Lord, I pray you'd help me to live that out, Lord. To love you enough to live that out in my life. That people would hear me and see me. See where I walk and where what I do and what I say. And they'd know that I trust you, Lord. I truly believe you're good. And you're a stronghold in a day of trouble. While our world's falling apart, touch and bless those that are hurting. Help this world that are lost. God, help us to reach them for the cause of Christ. Bless us, Lord, as we go our separate ways now. We love you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, you can look this way. All right, 15 minutes. 15 till. Still got the streak going. I love you. God bless you. You're at liberty.